So we've talked about people smart for your family, your friends, for others. But the reality is in the world of Christianity or church, there's also a denominational or minister, existing minister, people smart, and we're going to talk about that next. So let's say you're starting to promote ministry, and people are wondering what has happened. But understand in people smart the situation of religion or Christianity or churchianity or the worldwide Christian movement. To be people smart is to understand a little bit about what is going on.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about that now. So first of all, understand that in many denominations or churches is a closed system for minister of the word. Okay, so they have a seminary, they have an entire system, mm-hmm. like a Methodist have an entire seminary for now. Even though John Wesley started the Methodism very open, today it's very closed. For especially minister of the word. Now for other local ministry positions, it's often open and you have an in, let's say for a marriage minister or for an officiant and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. but know that in most places, the senior pastor went through some college debt to get, you know, absolutely. So now all of a sudden it's like kabam, you know, I went to college debt, this will happen to me, and now you think that you can do all of this and there's no debt, and so they're going to be disruptive. They're going to be very much like, I don't believe this is real.
Yeah.
Okay, so just know that going into it. Also, a closed education system for the minister of the word. So that's closed ordination with some type of seminary, but closed education at the seminary they went to.
Mm-hmm.
So I went 4 years to college, 4 years including a year internship at Calvin Seminary for me to be ordained as the minister of the word in the Christian Reformed Church.
Mm-hmm.
That's 8 years.
Wow.
Okay,
so a lot of education.
So if a Christian leader's, you know, mission multiple error came over to me, and I wasn't the founder of Christian leaders, and I knew nothing about this, and you were very excited about something, I would at first be like, no way.
Yeah,
I paid a price of 4 years of college and 4 years of seminary, and what? You're getting right in trained and all this other stuff like that. So there's a people smart aspect there where when you're talking with them, you honor the fact that they've done all of this, and it's much more like, you know, I really appreciate that you went to all that college. Thank you so much. Now I'm part of a ministry that's trying to get more multiplication, and we need mentors like you. We need people to sign on. We need, you know, in other words, the shift is not to replace them or be threatening. The shift is to help them.
It's to empower them.
What if we could get you 5 more ministers that are volunteered ministers fully trained? What if we could train your elders and deacons?
Yeah.
See, so it's a little bit being sensitive and aware. The ordained minister of the word controlled the leader training systems. So the situation throughout the world is that those who are trained and ordained after a lot of training
mm-hmm.
in a lot of denominations control that very system that you would be disruptive to deal with.
Yeah.
Okay. So no, in some ways we'd really be interesting to talk about ecumenistry, which if you get involved in the Alliance even more and you read more, you can find out all about how ecumenistry works. You know, I believe you know, many of you would know that if you become involved with us, you'll know that, hey, look, you can both be in a denomination and you can also serve as an officiant, a wedding ministry, a life coach. You can have a soul center and still be connected, so we have a mutual benefit.
Mm-hmm.
But for people smart, you can see where this can be a problem.
Yeah.
What are the possibilities? Well, local leaders need ministry training. Okay, so there might be someone who who hasn't been in a seminary or college for a long time, and they want to know about the matchmaking class.
Yeah.
So we actually have a lot of training that they could do.
Absolutely.
You know, we have a sex conversation in our education conversation class. You never got that at seminary. Well, right.
Right,
okay.
Yeah, no,
so,
absolutely.
You know, maybe it's just like, hey, or we have two preaching classes. Now, don't look at like pastor needs problem. You have problems in preaching, so I have two preaching classes. But it'd be more like, you know, hey, they have great opportunities for continuing education and, you know, theology, apologetics, all of those things are all there. Another possibility, Christian leaders can be a great resource of local leaders who are part of these denominations, honor Christian leaders training program without dishonoring their denominational educational system. That's what we talk about, like the ECU ministry, minister credentials.
Yeah.
Many denominations have some door for ministry associate training or a bunch of other roles. So let's say you want to be a staff minister at their local church, and you could still be a mission multiplier, but know that denominations are closed, but there's some open doors, and get to know where those open door possibilities exist.
Yeah. I mean, I think going into it with the closed door mindset is a powerful way to approach it. And I remember, quick story on my end, I remember still in high school, I was part of this youth group program at my church, and I was telling my youth pastor about it, and I did not have any people skills. I went straight for the jugular of, I'm going to be doing this and try to go full-time. So he took all of 3 seconds, saw free ministry training online, and said, it's not real. And it's a true story. He said, it's not real. He's like, go to, you know, and he listed off a few credible colleges at the time, I wasn't trained. I had no previous, you know, and I went straight for it. But the door there, it was a closed system.
Right.
And I wasn't looking for the ways to, you know, for the open opportunities. And so I think that highlights the importance of what you're talking about.
Well, and I think there's a lot of fragmentation out there. In some churches, they don't allow women to be ministers.
Yeah.
And they will not allow women to be ministers. If they don't believe it, they don't believe it. And you could go to their church, and they will talk behind your back about how you have, you know, gone off the rail.
Yeah.
Now, again, you may, like, get bitter about that. We want you to be aware of the situation here.
Yeah. And I think going in that a little bit more detail, it's the idea that having that harsh reality of sometimes the no is the no. And sometimes
the
church doors are closed.
Yes.
Now, of course, our goal is if the doors appear to be closed, is it possible to bring, you know, this education, this program there? But if that door is closed, recognize it is closed.
And to have the humility to move on without talking behind their back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Think of the church, they're sinners. I mean, we're all, you know, you are a sinner, I'm a sinner. These are long-term denominational things, you know, and they may not be interested in just to have the peace to say they're not interested.
Yeah.
You know, there's an old phrase in Southern Illinois, that dog won't hunt. You know, it's like, it would, no matter what you say and do, it will not change the situation.
Yeah.
Connecting with denominational pastors. So that you have one. Meet and introduce Christian leaders to a local denomination pastor leader. Ask the denominational expectations for ministry training. Be careful not to put down the denominational seminaries or training programs. So, again, it's you meet with a local pastor, he's connected to the denomination, find out their minister credentialing system, their training system, and then humbly present, here's an option that you might be interested in, but understand, you know, the denominational one is fine. This could just be a supplementary for the women's ministry in the church.
And I think the notion that's important to get across is it's not competition to anything that the church is doing. It's complementive of it. You know, it's there to support and aid what's already existing within the church walls.
That's really good, Mitchell. connected with denominational pastors, ask the pastor if you can be of assistance in training of local office bearers or volunteers. Set up appointments with the mission committee and promote the global possibilities for support. Highlight the quality school, the quality schools that will take CL Christian Leaders College graduates like Liberty or others. Be transparent that you are affiliated, you are an affiliate of Christian Leaders. You are a mission multiplier, that you get a mission ministry share commission. You know, I'll tell you, this is one place where transparency, you know, because denominational leaders, they're often more cynical. Mm-hmm. They're the ones, you know, are you getting paid? Yes, I am. Right. If someone supports this cause, I get a mission share that supports my ministry to promote ministry training in my ministry to raise up more leaders worldwide through this tool, because I want to support African leaders for ministry training in India, and I want to support poor Americans and Canadians, and I want to support this. That's part of my ministry. So they have, and be transparent. If I became amazing at this, the most I could ever make, and that's going to be very difficult, would be $100,000 U.S. in the United States. Okay, so they know.
Yeah.
Everything is like out on the table. There's nothing hidden. I'm not telling you what I can do. No, it's like boom. It's
right.
Like here's a program for me to be able to supply my family's needs, mm-hmm. while I spread ministry training and promote the support of ministry training worldwide.
Yeah,
it's. I tell you, in denominational leaders, there's a lot of issues. Ask the denominational pastor to help you maneuver the denominational system. Ask them to research Christian Leaders, the ChristianLeaders.org,
yeah.
Christian Leaders Institute. Ask him or her to open doors for you.
Yeah.
You know, in some ways, it's a daunting thing, denominational leaders, but on the other hand, it's a great opportunity.
Well, they're community leaders, so they have a wide selection of people that they know that the program can bless. And I think the challenge is, going back to this idea of like what you were saying, these are people that have spent tens of thousands of dollars on their education. They've used their education and it worked, right? They've seen the Lord has moved through that church, through that ministry. And so they're in the mindset of, well, don't fix what's not broken. It worked for me. It works for people.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When they see the impact of Christian Leaders College, a $3,000 degree, well, it can't be real.
Yeah.
And that's the notion a lot of these people will have. And that's why it's important to have that in the back of your mind when you're approaching these ministry leaders.